You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
She'll tell you. Great. But we're going to have a great time. We probably might just, you need to get here a little early, but we're going to have a great time. And we've got a bunch of cash cards to give away.
Amen.
We got a bunch. I was amazed today at how many hundreds of dollars it's going to be given away in $25 and $50. Gift cards. And so we'll just have a drawing when you come in here. Next week we'll have a drawing. You'll get a number. And most of y'all are familiar with having a number.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one will pay off, okay? All right, Brother Charles, introduce our music. Right.
Thank you, Leland. Next week, we're going to have to sing fast because y'all are going to have full bellies and you're going to be wanting to get that drawing. So we will. We'll sing fast next week. Well, the rec room has a lot of people that help every week do this. We've got friends from not just our church, but from other churches around town that come and they help and they give their time, they give their money, they stay late, they get here early. And we are so blessed and so thankful for them, because without these helpers, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So thank God for all of them. Two of these wonderful friends is Guy and Rhonda Reed. Whenever we need something, if I tell Guy, I get it. He's been such a blessing to us. He's helped us financially with music equipment and stuff. And Rhonda has been a real blessing to my life personally by her beautiful voice. And she's going to sing another beautiful song for us tonight, a Christmas song. And I know you're going to enjoy it. God bless you, Rhonda. Check. This one's on.
Okay, I'll take it. Can you hear me now? Okay. I hope y'all enjoy this song. It's a Christmas song, and it probably is from your childhood, and it's just kind of like thinking back to your childhood and all your Christmases, but this is about God and our baby Jesus, and just I hope you enjoy this song.
Do you hear what I mean?
Said the night went to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with the tail as big as a car.
How long ago was it, Rhonda, when we used to meet at Ector County?
At the jail?
Yes.
My son was 21 years old, and he got caught with pot. He wasn't very smart, you know. He was in the parking lot one night. My husband remembers this. He was in the parking lot with two or three guys. And the police come around and they handed it to Matt. Well, Matt threw it down. Well, he's the one that got caught with it, you know. But I'm sure he was partaking. Anyway, he got put in jail for 30 days. It was the best 30 days of his life.
Amen.
And Leland was at Temple, and I'm a typical mama, crying and begging for Leland to go check on my baby. And he did. And I'll never forget it. I'll always love Leland for that and watching over my son while he was in jail. As it turned out, my son now is 39 years old. He's just as cute as he can be. And don't tell him I said that. He will hit me. But it's been a blessing. And he has never been put back in jail for anything. He decided that wasn't where he needed to be. And he's turned his life around. And I will never forget what Leland has done for me, for my son, for my family. So, there you go.
Leland didn't do anything. She was a hurting mama. I'm telling you, I keep trying to tell people. People say, well, it's my business. I'm not hurting anybody but me. There's no such thing as a victimless crime. Somebody is hurting. When we first started going into prison, I'd been going about 3 years, and Linda and I got married, and I would come home all hyped up on Friday night from a Big Spring federal prison, and Linda said, can I go with you? And so we got her in, and the guys began to talk to her about their families, about their wives. And then they'd come and say, would you go by the Days Inn and my wife's in such and such room? Because those guys could all get phone calls. Anybody that would take a call, collect, they could call them. They didn't have a limitation like they do in the state. And it was amazing. We started going back on Friday. On Saturday afternoon after visiting with the family members, and actually that's where we got our name, Loops, Loved Ones of Prisoners. And I'm going to tell you, we found out folks in jail and prison, you promised three hots and a cod. It ain't much, but it's better than what they're promised at home, let me tell you. So anyway, I want to talk to you tonight about what is a gift. And we're going to be reading some Bible verses. And if you don't have a Bible and would like to read with us, would you lift your hand? We'll get you one. If you need a Bible, yeah, okay. We got some hands up here. We're going to be in the book of Romans chapter 5. Christmas is like no other time of the year. There's not any other holiday that competes. We need any over here? We need some more? Yeah, okay. Got one. Got two over here. Yeah. No other day competes with Christmas. Christmas is a time of giving. Everybody celebrates Christmas. I mean, you can tell it's Christmas by looking at the businesses. You can tell it's Christmas by looking at the houses. You can tell it's Christmas by the way people dress. You can tell it's Christmas by everything that's going on. There's another day that we have during the year that's Valentine's Day, and people might give a card and they probably give some candy, but that's about it. But everything at Christmas is about giving. Everything at Christmas is maybe that's someone special, a special gift for someone special type of thing. We give money, we give merchandise, we give all of those. People seem to have a better attitude around Christmas time. And really, I think that's because of giving. We don't leave, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know better. It's not your first rodeo. I can harass her. I have her every week in class. So. I found that this giving people, as a rule, are happy people. Now, you won't see somebody, if you see somebody tight, they're bah humbug type folks. They whine and moan, but folks that give seem to just have a little better attitude. And tomorrow night, we're having our Angel Tree party, and I would invite you to come to the Angel Tree party. I'm telling you, we had the wrapping party Tuesday night, and I was amazed at the guys that wrap gifts. Because I don't know how. I would stick myself with, I'd cut myself with the scissors, or I'd tape myself to the paper or something. But we had about 40 people over here wrapping gifts for kids. Brother Doug, it's Friday week, isn't it? Yeah, they're having the Angel Tree party at their church. And I'm sure you invited to his church if you'd like to go. But come watch those kids. What's amazing about an Angel Tree party is you never have to clean up wrapping paper. Now, with my kids, they were into the gifts before they could get started. They do it 2 days before Christmas if they get by with it. These kids do not unwrap gifts. You know why? They're from a very special person. I never will forget one of the first parties we ever had. A little boy went up to get his gifts, and he come back to the table and turned to the people that brought him, and he said, "See, I told you my daddy wouldn't forget me at Christmas." The first party we ever had in Midland, we used to have support group meetings for family members, and we had them in Midland, we had them in Odessa, and one night a man and his wife and his daughter-in-law came to it. Their son was over at Big Spring, and the man was a very angry man. He told his wife after that first meeting, he said, "I'm not going anymore." He said, "That's for women. I'm not going." Charlie weighed about 260 pounds, so I never argued with him. But we had our first Angel Tree party, and we have a Santa Claus at Angel Tree. He gives out New Testaments and talks to the children, let the children get their picture made with Santa Claus, and then we can send one to the inmate, and the family has one. And Charlie said, "I'm never coming again." Well, we had a fella that was going to play Santa Claus, and he got real sick and couldn't come. And here we are. It's the night of the party. It's 5 o'clock. We're over there, and we don't have a Santa Claus. And Charlie's wife calls him. And Charlie, you got to help us. I'm not coming to that party. Charlie was mad at the criminal justice system for giving his son so much time. He's mad at his son for being so stupid. And by and large, he just mad at God because he let it happen. But anyway, his wife went out, and Charlie came huffing and puffing, and he put on his Santa Claus suit, and he got his little bag of New Testaments, and he was at the back of the big auditorium, and people began to come in, and a lady came in, had a little 6-year-old blonde-headed, blue-eyed girl, just cute as she could be. And while Mama was checking in, Charlie come walking up, and he said, "Honey," he said, "what are you on old Santa Claus bring you?" She said, "Santa, I just want a big hug." We had the only squalling Santa Claus in West Texas. He began to cry. And it broke Charlie's heart. Charlie ended up being president of Loops. And was until the day he had a heart attack and died. Let me tell you, there's something about giving. There's something about this that will change your life. And I'm going to say this about a gift. The gift's not alone. See, those cards on those presents say to and from. And that settles the transaction. No payback, no wage or payment for services rendered. A gift to and from. And in the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, starting with verse 12, if you will, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You want to see how one sin affected a whole bunch of people? Look at this. When Adam sinned, it carried to the whole world, the whole future. For as by one man sin entered into the world. Verse 13 said, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. If there's no law, you can't break it. If there's no speed limit, you can't get a ticket for speeding. If there was no law against stealing, then you can't. But you know, they've never found a place with whatever type of government, whether it be a colony or a nation, that stealing wasn't wrong. It's always, regardless what kind of government they got, that's one of the things that's always wrong. You don't get somebody else's stuff. So, verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. Now, here's where I want to start. I want you to look at. But as the offense, that's the crime, that's the sin, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of many, through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Some of us have got a long line. It would take pages to look at our record. But it just took one gift to erase it. Clean it up. It's gone. Justification is a legal word, legal term. For the judgment, verse 16, and not as it was that one that sinned, so is the gift for the judgment by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon to all men unto justification of life. Now turn with me to the next chapter and let me sum that up real quick for you. Look at the last verse in chapter 6. For the wages of sin, everybody in here is familiar with the wages. You get what you have agreed to, what you work for, what you're earning. You may get paid by the hour, you may get paid by the job, you may get paid by the sale, you may get paid by the week, you may get paid by the month, but those are wages. He said the wages of sin is that if we get what we got coming to us. I've told you this before, but every now and then somebody out of jail will say to me, Leland, that they just not any justice. And I always reply, thank God. But I don't want any justice. I don't even want mercy. I want grace. Grace is for the guilty. I'm guilty. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift, there's that word again, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Only thing you can do with the gift, well, there's two things you can do with the gift. You can take it or leave it. When Jesus came, the Bible said he came into his own, speaking of the Jews, but they received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You can reject it. Nothing, probably the saddest part of tomorrow night and this angel tree party is that somebody will not get those kids here to get their gift. We'll have some gifts left over. That to me is the saddest part. Nobody was here to take your gift. See, nobody has to take it. It's a gift. Look at Ephesians, turn to your right over there, the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. It says this, verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of your works. It is a gift of God." There's that word again. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Nothing I think is more depressing than somebody not being there for the gifts. Let me tell you, don't miss the gift of salvation. Don't miss God's gift to get you and I to heaven. It doesn't make any difference where you've been, what you've done. Nobody in here can do a thing in the world about that. I wish we could. I wish I had a delete button on parts of my life. But I don't. But let me tell you, it doesn't make any difference. Jesus' blood just erased all that. When he went to the cross for me, and when he went to the cross for you. And so because of that, even though I do nothing about my past, because of that gift, I do everything about my future. You do everything about your future. Don't miss Jesus Christ. With all of the turmoil in our world, with all the problems that we have, Jesus Christ is still taking people to heaven. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. With head bowed and eyes closed and nobody looking around. You're here tonight and you've never accepted your gift from God. For God so loved the world that he gave, that's a gift, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You've never accepted that gift. You say, "Leland, pray for me. I'd like to have that gift. I've never trusted Christ as my Savior, but I want to go to heaven." Would you just slip up your hand? Nobody looking around. God bless you. Anyone else, real quickly? I want to go to heaven. I want that gift. Anyone else? God bless you. I see your hand too. We're going to pray in just a moment. This is serious time. This is not a fun time. This is serious. We're talking about the souls of men. Your soul. Leland, would you pray for me? Anyone else, real quickly? Yes, ma'am. I see your hand. God bless you. Yes, you can put it back down. Our Father, you've seen the hands, and you also see the hearts. You know who's honest with you and who isn't. And Father, this very night, you said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, this gift is available to anybody that will receive it. So, Father, tonight, may your Holy Spirit give the courage and the faith to trust Jesus Christ, to accept that gift this very night. We ask it in Christ's name. With your head still bowed, eyes still closed, would you stand to your feet? Brother Charles is going to begin to sing, "Just As I Am." Would you come on the first verse and say, "I want the gift of Jesus Christ"? Come on, right now. "Just As I Am." Come on. There'll be somebody down here to help you, talk with you, show you how to get there. Come on. Come right on. Come on. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Come right on. You can have the gift tonight. It's free. Come on.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.